It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, and this month we are celebrating something very special. Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools here to tell us all about it. Dr. Eller, good morning.
Good morning.
What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating National Principals Month. And many may not realize, but our principals set the tone for the building. They are responsible for keeping everything running smoothly from the cafeteria to the classrooms, to the playground, to the athletic fields. It's the kind of job that starts early in the morning and goes well into the evening, regardless of scheduled school days and hours. They are on principal call 24/7. It never ends.
Yeah.
Duties are too numerous to note, and the responsibilities go far beyond the care and education of students. It's really an all-encompassing career choice with one goal: executing an academic vision for the school. And so I wanted to take this time just to, one, show appreciation for our four principals this month, and we'll tackle one at a time, and start off today with our principal of Indian Valley Elementary School, which houses our pre-K through second grade, and that is Dr. Paula Bruno.
Dr. Bruno, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I'm so glad you're here. You have been here in Sylacauga all your life. I think we start there with your story, right? So when did you graduate from Sylacauga High School? Tell us about your background and what got you here.
So I'm a 2002 graduate of Sylacauga High School. I went through Pinecrest Elementary School, went through Oakwoods, Mountain View, and East Highland, and then graduated from Sylacauga High School.
That's great. And so then after your time as an Aggie, where did you go after that for your undergrad and your doctorate?
So I have the trajectory of I got my bachelor's from Alabama A&M in elementary education, and then I do have a master's in elementary education from University of West Alabama. And then I have another master's from Jacksonville, where I kind of got my instructional leadership degree with alongside an EDS for a teacher leadership degree as well, from Jacksonville too. And then I have my doctorate from Samford University.
Very good. Congratulations on those accolades.
Yes.
I mean, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about why you chose education. Mm-hmm. I know you've got a unique background in education as well, and somebody that might have really encouraged that meant so much to our community as well.
Yes, so I've always been in the realm of education. My mom, she worked in lunch as a manager of a lunchroom, so I've always been around school setting. So I knew that I wanted, because in her role she made a difference in a lot of students' lives and adult lives as well. So I knew I wanted to do something. I didn't know if I wanted to go down that role, but I knew I wanted to do something by making a difference in people's lives. So when I got to Alabama A&M, I came across a teacher, and just her, because during those times I would call myself a little shy or observant, if you will. So
we're still working on
right,
that.
Right.
So she really pulled that out of me and really made a difference, and to say that it didn't matter what your background was, what you felt about yourself, she really dug way down to pick me up. And so I was like, I want to be somebody like her, because, you know, people, you face kids from different backgrounds and they don't have the same experiences as you. And so someone from this small town, she wanted to make sure that every single person in her room knew why they were there. So that just really stood with me. So I stuck it out. And so ever since that day, I've made an effort to make sure that being an advocate for students and for staff was my top priority. So that's one thing that I really love about my job, especially now, is that I get to work with not only students but also the staff as well, and try to encourage them and empower them regardless of their background, that, you know, we can do anything we put our minds to. We just have to work really hard for it.
That is so encouraging.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. I mean, we can, it's obvious that you're in the position that you're in because of your love for what you do and that inspiration that you had so long ago. What, your day-to-day that you have, you know, when you walk in at Indian Valley Elementary School, you've got some little ones there. And I know that's a good age to be really have an impact on kids, yes. Right? Talk to us about that. What is your most impactful mindset that you have walking in every day?
So as I reflect on the students that I have coming into my building, we're a Title I school. That means that at least 70% of our students receive free and reduced lunch. So we can start there. And when I think about the backgrounds and the experiences that some of my students have, when they look at me and, you know, they're happy to be there, that is their safe place. They enjoy coming to school. And to walk through the hallways and they tell you that they love you, they walk up to you and they give you hugs, that just lets you know that you're someone that they really care for or that they look up to. And so when I think about some of the things that I know that my students have gone through, just being able to be that person in their lives that can meet their needs, such as providing them a safe place, such as making sure that they have something to eat, such as making sure that I create a loving and welcoming environment for them. Because if I don't have those three things, then no matter sure. what I try to teach them, it won't be there. So just making sure that I can provide those three types of things in the environment for them, that's what draws me to come in there every day, because some of those kids don't get that at home. And I want to be that person and the advocate for them. And also my staff, you know, we've created an environment to where, you know, it wasn't always, you know, welcoming and happy to be there, if you will. But now we have an environment to where, you know, we walk down the halls, we greet each other, no matter what goes on before we get to work. You know, it's like when we get across that threshold, we know to kind of put that stuff away, and we're here to motivate and move students, and my job is to help motivate and move staff and students. And so I feel like we've done a great job with making sure that we've done that by trying to motivate, keeping them encouraged, because we know that there's a lot of things out there that can kind of damper that in the staff especially. But we do try to create an environment at Indian Valley to where they feel welcome and which is conducive for learning.
And you were at Nichols Lawson when you first started in the school system. Am I correct on that? Or where were you before that?
So I started out in 2007 at Indian Valley, actually.
Okay.
I was a kindergarten teacher there. I did that for a couple of years and moved up to fourth grade with Mr. Rivers and Ms. Green there. And I taught that for a couple of years. And then when I got my administrative certification, I went to Nichols Lawson to be the assistant principal there.
Okay.
With Mr. Rivers.
Okay, great. And now you're at Indian Valley. Okay, so there you go. That's the way to do it. Moving up through the ranks and you know, hiring from within, which is I know something that you're, you know, really proud of, you know, at Sylacauga City Schools. What is one thing you want us to know about Dr. Paula Bruno that we might not know?
That you don't know.
It doesn't have to be a hidden talent or anything. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you have one, I mean, we might as well, yeah.
She is scared of heights.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Especially the hill getting to my house.
Oh, okay. All right.
Absolutely. That ought to be forbidden, by the way. I don't know who put a house up there on that cliff, but it ought to be forbidden.
It is a steep hill, for sure.
I'm just a simple girl. I love simple things. I feel like, you know, my purpose is to help and encourage. And so, you know, not really too much to me. I do like to stay safe, you know. So when you talk about driving up cliffs and doing zip lines and stuff like that, that's not
your
really,
game, huh?
But what I can tell you about myself, I'm up for a challenge.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, I guess I have an internal motivation, right?
Okay.
So I'm not going to let any type of challenge defeat me. I don't care how I got to get there. I'm going to overcome it.
Good for you.
Any challenge that's been put in front of me, I've tried to tackle it, you know, full speed ahead. So
good for you.
I guess that's what I would – I mean, that's something about me. I guess my staff and, you know, my family would say the same thing. You know, I look at challenges not to break me down, but to build me up and to make me stronger. So anything that's put before me, like, let's go for it. We're going to get it done.
I love that.
And I was going to say, she's always going to be first.
Yeah.
To do a task, and she's going to do it above and beyond.
Well, I can see the tenacity.
So she holds the other principles.
That's great. That's
with
great.
Accountability.
Good.
Because she'll turn whatever needs to be turned in on time.
That's a leader.
Or early.
That's
and
great.
And then above and beyond what's asked. So we just appreciate the work that she does. And of course, I have little stake over there. I've got two grand boys in her building, and they love school.
That's great.
And they love being there. And so she's definitely created an environment where both students and staff feel welcome.
Dr. Paula Bruno, we really appreciate you being here and recognizing you during this month of National Principal Month. Thanks to Dr. Eller for doing that, and looking forward to many great things from you and your staff over at Indian Valley Elementary School.
Yeah. Thank you all for having me. Thank you, Dr. Eller. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you. Who are we going to feature next time on
this? So next week, we are going to start from the bottom and go to the top. So next week, we will actually have Mr. Gary Rivers from the high school.
All right.
He will be our guest next week. And just want to remind everyone that we will be at Marbury this Friday.
Yes.
But next week's game should be real fun.
Elmore County.
Can't wait to talk about that one.
Is that a touchy subject for you?
Yes.
I wonder why. Of course, coming from Elmore County, that's where you are.
Yes. All
right, great. Midweek Minute of the Superintendent. You can check them all out on SylacaugaNews.com, X1065Radio.com, and also SCSBOE.org. Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.